I sip the blue gold underneath the cracked surface. It's my index that got you vexed and steaming like a furnace. Blessed by the noble on this narrow path, folded like a pictograph. Acrobat escape now and feel the wrath. Reading life of a nomad, I'm still a vagabond. To resurrect my third eye was only common sense. I can't defeat you, that's why I need to bury you. Abstract maneuvering and nursing while discovering. Cold hands, bitch confused like a raging storm. And underneath the angel, we share the same fruits. And now I'm stuck inside a queue, my life confessed. Left me motherless with no breast to drink, no caress. You flashed a message that the war shall be on a diet. And let the peace be greater than the task force against my brother. It seems we're going against the grain, like everyone's a captain, but none of them can command.
Why is it the way we know things are better, but we do it anyway? And when someone knows and speaks the truth, we always tend to be afraid. Oh, we keep going astray, not knowing our true ways, and we're forced to wait, to wait, to wait, don't wait. Why is it the way we know things are better, but we do it anyway? Someone knows and speaks the truth, we always tend to be afraid. Oh, we keep going astray, not knowing our true ways, and we're forced to wait, to wait, to wait, no.
Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo. Doo-Doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
By the Indigenous Club.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Unseated Airwaves. This is Olivia, and I'm here with...
I'm Danny, and we do this silly show. It's called Unseated Airwaves, and it's hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine since around 2014-ish. And today is November 4th, 2024, and as always, we are located on and occupying the unceded ancestral stolen territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people of the Musqueam Nation. These lands have been the Musqueam since time immemorial, and UBC has occupied them for a short while. We broadcast all the way out to the unceded, also stolen, also occupied territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the region that has been labeled by colonialism as Vancouver. That's where we're at, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, or CITR.ca, if you're nasty. Today, we are doing an interview with Digawoof.
Woo, slay.
I wish I could howl.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be kind of wild. Like
I can't, but...
If I just whipped out a howl.
We're embodying it.
That, like, wolf ripping off the shirt I voted sticker.
Oh, my God, yes, I saw that just today.
Oh, my God. What was going through her brain looking at that?
I don't know.
What was she thinking? I love seeing boomers looking at, like, brain rot from our generation.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, liminal, actually, but we slay.
So, Digawoof, start by just telling you, listener, a little bit about Digawoof. Digawoof was here back in September. We'll talk more about that later. I didn't see their set. I'm not sure if it was the band whole or if it was just Digga from Digawoof, but we'll see. So, Snowshoes has arrived as the first of three singles from Digawoof's upcoming album, Trapline, coming in spring 2025. Inspired by nights in Yellowknife's iconic woodyard, campfires along the edges of a frozen northern lake with close friends, this song brings to life the spirit and warmth of friendships in some of the world's harshest climates. So join in, celebrate, and embrace the spirit of the North.
Digga grew up in the remote community of Bechoko, the capital of the Ticho Nation, excuse me for my pronunciation, located in Canada's Northwest Territories, which is an hour outside of Yellowknife. His first and only language until the age of 9 was Ticho, and his songs are often inspired by his father's stories of life on the land, as well as his own experiences of navigating two worlds.
Also, this is from Digga Wolf's website. This is his bio. Thanks to older brothers and their passion for music, the sounds of iconic artists like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were the soundtrack of Digga's childhood. Yet Digga's first artistic passions fell firmly in visual arts and cartooning. It wasn't until Digga found a discarded copy of Tom Waits' Rain Dogs that he developed a fascination with music, which led him down the journey he's been on since.
A multi-instrumentalist, Digga finds musical inspiration from an eclectic range of artists, including Kashtin, Ticho drummers, Enigma, Caribou, Bob Moses, an indigenous Siberian folk pop band, Otiken. Digga studied audio recording in Ottawa, partly in response to the expense of traveling south to record, and now produces and writes out in his home studio. He says, quote, "The North is a very small town. You have to wear a lot of hats," end quote. And so he is a producer, engineer, songwriter, musician, and film composer.
Also, that band, I was like, wait, is that the one I'm thinking of? And it's one you might have seen them before on Instagram. I've seen their videos pop up. That's so cool. They rock.
They do.
What, imagine if they collabed one day. That'd be really awesome. And like Elisa P or something. That would be really sick. Across a frozen lake, a couple sits by their cabin's fire, preparing themselves for a long evening with friends under the starry northern skies. Strapping their snowshoes on the draw of the warmth of friendship is enough to brave the snow-laden landscapes for a festival created from snow and ice, a fire surrounded by close friends with music that inspires you to celebrate. Snowshoes is an anthem for northern celebration, where soul-filled Ticho drum dances meets the modern world's revelries by a fire guitar in hand. Considering his roots in visual arts, the music Digga writes is full circle. "I paint with audio now," he says. "I want to explore sounds and ideas and take people on a journey through the North." Cool.
Woo.
Woo. This is like, feels like a very dad kind of band.
Yeah.
And I feel like this would have been great in our Res Radio episode because it feels very Res Radio to me. And I really rock with it heavy. I wish I had seen their set. But when they came to come toward the fire and we were doing interviews, they were one of the artists that I like wrote some questions for in case we got to interview them. But we didn't end up seeing them. But you can see Digga's cartoonist roots on the album cover for High Arctic, which I'll have to look at closer to like see the panels. But it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, and I listened to some of their albums last night, which was really cool. A lot of I really like how there's like kind of different genres for each. I think I listened to one that was kind of like electronic more, which was fun, and then a folky one. I totally am blanking on the names, but very, very cool artists.
Was it from their recent album or from their previous ones?
I think it was like an older album.
Oh, maybe Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That one's cool. Yeah, he does like experimental stuff. And I'm excited to ask about that because I just like any kind of experimental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get weird with it.
Get
weird with it. Absolutely. In some brief moments, I will bring you, listener, to the tracks Yellowstone by Digga Wolf, which is the title track of the album Yellowstone, and then Digatse, and then Inni, which those are from the album Inni, which means spirit, and it's entirely in his language, which is really, really cool. And that's kind of like, oh, I forget their name, but the Nooksulk Radio that we played We did an episode talking about them a few months ago, and they released an album entirely in their nation's language, which is really cool. I just love seeing that stuff. So let's hit it with Yellowstone.
Touch my soul, and I'm forever yours. And I will dream a thousand moons to have that walk with you. Touch my soul, and I'm forever yours, and I will dream a thousand moons to have that walk with you.
Look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
That the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this?
Ah, Discorder.
Oh my god, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave. Oh my god, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder Magazine.
Finally, someone understands.
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/Discorder/subscribe/.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis.
Thank you.
welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Okay, hello and welcome back to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Today we are joined to do an interview with Digawolf.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Digawolf. I live in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada. I'm from a small little tiny community outside of Yellowknife called Bechakon, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we've got our first question for you is, can you tell us more about your remote childhood and your experiences with the languages of your community?
Yeah, I didn't start speaking English until I was 9 years old. My father and my mother spoke our Kinchul language right up until I was 9, and when I went south for school, that's when I started learning the English language. I knew some words like sugar and money and yes, but my parents didn't speak the English language when I was growing up, and they didn't speak the English language at all. They grew up in the bush. They grew up trapping and hunting and that was their life. And that's part of our lives. We grew up in that in some ways. It's remote. It's far north, you know, but the north is even further. You go further, you're further north.
Mm-hmm. And what era was that you grew up in?
Well, like it was a long time ago, let's just say that. And it still feels like a long time ago. It feels like yesterday. Especially like in the north, when it seems rather the further north you go, time seems to slow down. Concerning the song Snowshoes, etc. My father used to make snowshoes when I was a kid, and he made me a pair.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. And I guess on your topic of your new single Snowshoes, I guess one of the questions we really wanted to ask was, how does your new album connect to the land and relations to the land?
Well, it's a lot. My writing process is kind of like everybody else. I love poetry. I write poetry. I don't write journals all that much. I write poetry, and I try to capture ideas. I try to capture moments, and sometimes those moments they turn into music. And one of the this album has a lot of reflection of memories of things that I remember from years past, small things, that that still hits my brain. And one of those is sort of like snowshoes, where I do remember my dad making me a pair of snowshoes. And also, there's a place here in Yellowknife called the Woodyard. It's pretty much Shockville where people live. And they used to have, and I think they still do, have campfires. And people would sit around the campfire there and sing songs and drink wine and smoke cigarettes. And I remember this one time, this one year, we were coming back from a place just right beside it on the ice, the Snow King Festival. And after our show there, we just walked across the ice and we had a small fire, and everybody was standing around the fire in the wintertime in March. And yeah, there's just small visuals like that where it's like, I have these ideas. And so I started putting the two together, snowshoes and celebrations and campfires and friends. And I think it's still happening. If you come to Yellowknife, I'm sure.
I'm sure they'll be standing around the fire. I miss it so much, like being at university. I mean, you were here at UBC not too long ago. It's such a sterile environment here. I miss fires. I mean, we have a fire for ceremonies and stuff at the UBC farm, but it's for ceremonies, so no wine drinking and cigarette smoking around that fire. But as I mean, sometimes you can get away with one at the beach, but not supposed to.
I honestly never knew that UBC like existed.
Yeah,
I've been to Vancouver like numerous times, through the airport, downtown. I stayed north of the bridge there, here and there, projects, but I've never once drove through UBC. Excuse me. Excuse me. Must be the coffee.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I watched the music video for the single, and it made me excited for winter and for snow.
Yeah, it's a karaoke. Karaoke vibe.
What?
Excuse me.
I know Rain Dogs by Tom Waits was a big influence for you, but what else got you interested in alternative / experimental rock and folk?
Years ago, a friend gave me a CD of a guitarist by the name of Roy Buchanan. Probably one of the best guitar players. He's labeled the one of the best unknown guitar players of, like, in the world.
Wow.
He gave me, I think it was like a greatest hits or something like that, like, of this his music. And I had no idea why he gave it to me. He said, oh, you gotta listen through this album, you'll really like it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I checked it out, and I really fell in love with one track of that whole album. And then I since bought all of his albums, and I still think that one track is just like amazing. It really inspires me. It's called "The Messiah Will Come." And it's an instrumental, and his guitar work really blew my mind. There's just so much in that one track that I was just really inspired, and it really made me want to continue with my guitar work and try to and try to find sounds, try to find ways to make things like how I hear things in my head doesn't necessarily come out in my hands. And sometimes having like inspiration like that and trying different ideas, that track really inspired me, other than Rain Dogs. And that's two of those albums, Tom Waits and Roy Buchanan, I listen to a lot. And I have to listen to them, especially when I'm working on new album and new material, just simply because it's where I started. Wow. That was long, long time ago.
That's cool that you go back to it to get inspiration, like again and again. I really like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I was reading somewhere, I think this was on Instagram, but the cover for Snowshoes is a relative of yours that made that?
Relative? No, that's my daughter.
Oh, yes, your daughter, yeah.
Yeah, she painted that. It was, I just liked it so much. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to use it. I wasn't too sure what I was going to do. But it had to have snowshoes on it. So, yeah. Just for the record, I'm looking for like a pair of snowshoes. So if you guys know anybody who's selling snowshoes. I used to own a pair, but I don't know what.
Yeah. When was the last time you went out snowshoeing?
Man, like years ago. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
I hope it comes back into your life soon.
They're awkward.
How did your music process change during and after the COVID-19 lockdowns of 2020?
I think what happened was we were actually working on some new material before COVID, recording live off the floor, working on some new material and stuff. We never had a chance to go into the studio with it because it obviously shut everything down. And then I think everybody for the next 2 years were stuck in their rooms, and like a lot of musicians were probably stuck in their rooms. And so they probably started writing their solo stuff. And I think that's what happened to me. I think I have a garbage bag full of poetry. I sometimes take out the garbage bag of poetry and I go through them and I find stuff that I've written years ago and some recent. Some of them are on napkins, etc. And I think I can honestly say that High Arctic and Kenny, the Tlinchung album, Kenny, which means spirit in Tlinchung, I think those two albums are COVID albums, because I just went like into my poetry and I started writing music in my studio. Actually, we're in my studio right now. And I just like laptop, a keyboard and guitar. And I just started writing stuff because, like, you know, you can't hang out with your friends. You can't hang out with your drummer, bass player. So you just start writing stuff. And I would say that has changed. You go into the lack of communication, lack of connection. Sort of makes you go into your brain, right? And then you start, you know, you start creating stuff in your brain, and this is what you think you are, you know, and how you look at yourself. And then, you know, when you come back and you see people and stuff, and then you realize, oh my gosh, I don't sound like that. I don't look like that. So yeah, I think some people went way too far, and some people probably still there. I don't know, but it has changed. This album coming out in March, Trapline, is sort of like me sort of saying, "Oh, I forgot I'm a guitar player. I love a guitar player. I'm a singer songwriter. I like playing music on guitar and singing, and well, mostly screaming." Or some people call it singing. I sing better than I talk. Just so you know, just to warn your audience and you too, I have a speech impediment. So it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to talk. So I'm always trying to find ways to say something. And so that is probably why I sing better than I talk. So beware. Something like that.
Yeah, I guess, sorry, I was just trying to find my question. We love production here. I guess to go back to memories and I guess kind of connection to culture, do you have some favorite memories from like past performances or pieces of work you've done?
Memories from my past, like shows?
Yeah.
I have this one story. But I'm not sure if I should tell it. I do have a story though. When I was a kid, like in my hometown in Echuco, which is an hour northwest of Yellowknife, when I was a kid, we used to have this store called the Arnie Store, and they used to sell, like it was a small store. They used to sell these plastic little tiny toys, etc., for really cheap. And they used to have like various size of bouncy balls.
Yeah.
The bouncy balls. I scraped up 25 cents when I was a kid, and I finally got 25 cents. I ran over there and I purchased my first bouncy ball. And I was so excited. I ran out of the store to bounce it as hard as I can on the road. And I went up and a raven flew and stole it.
Oh my God.
And I was like grabbing rocks and sticks and throwing it at it. And
oh my God.
I chased that thing right across town. You know, he wouldn't drop it. And it flew away with my bouncy ball.
God, this sounds like an old trickster story.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one. maybe there's a song in there somewhere, but
that's weird. Good. That's really good. Do you think being from such a remote area and having issues speaking and preferring to channel your voice through singing and making sound art and being interested in the experimental and alternative, do you think all of those things kind of intersect for you?
To what extent?
Like being an introspective person, being into poetry, into the alternative, and being from a remote area.
Well, I think it's more like the more, it seems rather the further north you go, the more hats you have to wear. Here in the north, for example, there's not a heck of a lot of producers. There's not a lot of engineers. There's not a lot of musicians that you can hire. There's not a lot of drummers. If you have a drummer, say, for example, in, say, Yellowknife, then guarantee that drummer will be playing with three or four like other groups here in town. So in some ways, it becomes a necessity of sort, a survival mode of, oh, okay, there's nobody here who can do the engineering, so I'll do it. There's no one here who can play this part, I'll do it, you know. there's not a heck of a lot of studios in town. So in some ways, I do have to sort of resort to making things up as I go and trying to make things work. It's not like we have studios here, or we have a lot of musicians. Yellowknife is a government town. It's not an artsy town, let's just say that.
Yeah, you've got to get really creative up there. I'm trying to think of any artists I know from any bands or anybody. And it's so, I imagine that forced you to learn a lot for yourself and to figure out first, like, how to make all of this happen and then to figure out what you want to do with it.
Exactly. It's not like I have options. Mm-hmm. It's more like I don't have a lot of options and I have to work with what's in front of me and try to make it work. And also, you know, I like the North. I love the North. I grew up here. I grew up in Vetchikol. I lived in Yellowknife for years. I love Yellowknife. I shouldn't have to move south to do what I'm doing. And no one should. Resources should be there, you know. And sadly, that's not always the case, you know, for people up here, especially if the further north you go, mm-hmm. more into the communities, etc.
Yeah, it's obviously sounds very challenging. I wonder though, does it give you a freedom to like do what you want to do? That you like, do you enjoy that part?
Yes and no. Everything up here is expensive. You got to have a job, and I got a job. I got to work. And if I have shows and et cetera, you know, as I, like everybody else, I got to pay the bills, you know, and sometimes, like, you know, some days are good and some days aren't. And so you just gotta make it work. The time that I do spend in studio and writing songs, etc., I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the process, the stories, the memories. Sometimes even changing things up. Like, for example, flying to Denmark to record the Yellowstone album. That was a lot of fun. And I'm hoping that the next project will be interesting as well. Like, for example, mm-hmm. removing all the cymbals from the drummer. So he's got no choice but to actually write something with no cymbals. Putting all the keys in a hat, and you have to select 4 or 5, and that's what you have to work with, those keys. Even if they don't work, I don't know. You know, I'm sure in Vancouver, like, you know, there's endless supplies of producers and engineers and studios and musicians. And you guys probably have open mic nights every night, you know?
Yeah, there's so many people, and so many people are in school and don't have to have a job. It's like a lot of, like, the artist stereotype of, like, artists in cities. It can be very true.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just, like, probably, like, a dream for a musician to be a part of that scene. And, you know, and sometimes it's not always like that, like on certain parts of Canada, you know?
Yeah, I'm from the interior in BC in a small town, and I remember wanting so badly to be out here and be in the scene. And it's, yeah, I'm still totally not used to everything that's available here. How long has your next album, Trapline, been in the works?
That one was on hold. We started that project in 2019. It got on hold, and the COVID happened. And throughout the COVID, like, I've been sort of working on it off and on. And while, like, you know, working on High Arctic and like any album, it's, I would say probably like 4 years because of COVID. Yeah, it's one of those crazy albums. This one particular song that's going to be on, well, okay, probably not on the album, but I don't know. Okay, so I wrote this song years ago. I mean, we're talking years, years ago, 3 or 4 albums ago. And I've never really liked the production of it. And so I tried to put it on the next following album a few years later, and I didn't like that version. And then I tried to put it on the Yellowstone album, and I didn't like that version. And I tried to put it on High Arctic album, I didn't like that version. And like any album, I didn't like that one either. So this would be like probably my last attempt to try to put this one particular song on this album, Trapline, and see if it works out. I'm not sure. The thing about that is the previous attempts were, the factors were short of time. You're in a studio, you're renting a studio, you're renting musicians, whatever, you're in a studio, you're trying to capture something. And sometimes, you know, you run out of time, right? So you only got like 2 weeks or something like that in studio to lay down all your tracks. And
yeah,
so you run out of time and then you don't like the version. And so, yeah, so this turnaround, because of the COVID and because I have studio equipment here, and I was able to take a little bit more time with this track. It'll be on Trapline, I think. I don't know. Who knows these things, right?
Well, the next two singles, as they come out, we'll definitely play them on our show. And when the album comes out, we'll definitely play that also.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Do you have any last questions?
I do. I have kind of a random question, but do you like fry bread or bannock? Do you have one that you prefer?
I probably would say bannock because my mom makes the best bannock in my hometown. Of course, I would.
I believe it.
Yeah. You? What about you two?
Oh, I have to say bannock.
I'm Métis, so I have to say bannock.
I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, probably the bannock that my dad would make while camping to put around a stick. And the stick on the fire.
What about either dry meat or dry fish?
Dry meat.
Dry meat?
Yeah, dry meat.
Yeah, same.
Dry fish is good, though. There's a lot of salmon companies, like indigenous-owned salmon companies that make, like, dried fish and have, like, we have it around campus. So when I can't get, like, from community or from anyone, then we've got some other options sometimes.
That's here. Cool.
But, yeah, thank you for meeting with us today.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Much appreciated. In my Quechua language, we say, it's half French, half Quechua, we say, Masi Jo.
We say hi, or Marcy. But thank you so much. Do you have any hints about the upcoming two singles before we conclude?
Well, this one, look, is obvious. It's No Shoes. The next single that's going to be coming out in February will be Trapline.
Nice.
And yeah, and then the album will drop quite possibly at the end of March. It should be a lot of fun. It should be an experiment, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This will be on CITR.ca tonight as a podcast, and we'll also stream again this Saturday at noon PST.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Right. Hey, see you guys. Thank you so much. Masichu.